Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, here we go. Testing, My Wife Hates Me podcast, episode somewhere. I mean, how many episodes have we done? Over 400, 500?
3 million episodes.
We've done a lot of episodes.
Hi, I'm Bonnie McFarlane. This is Richard Voss. This is My Wife Hates Me. We should do a little more branding.
Like what? Like how?
Like saying My Wife Hates Me. Why do you have dirt all the time on you? It's disgusting.
It's from my headphones. It's not dirt.
Oh.
Those old headphones. All right, let's get started because, ooh, so much is going on while nothing is going on.
Nothing and everything.
I mean, we do so many podcasts now. It's like...
I don't do hardly any.
I got a bunch tomorrow. And, you know, ooh. I got to speak tomorrow at a 12-step meeting. I don't even know where to do it.
What do you mean, like on Zoom?
Yeah.
Well, they'll just give you the link and then you just click it. And then
no, I don't know what part of the house to do it in. I don't want to do it down
here. Is Raina going to pop in and do her thing that
not,
she does?
She can't do it on this. This is, you know.
Raina likes to, without Rich's knowledge, stand behind him and pretend to drink a bottle of vodka.
Oh, well, not on this.
Wow, you better tell her.
I can't be disturbed.
Now, what's been going on with you, Rich?
Nothing.
You been golfing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, golf was great last week. It was they only let two people, twosomes out, so you'd be done in 2.5 hours. Now they're letting foursomes out. At least you get your own cart. So it's so funny because I played today with 4 people. Or 3 others.
Not so one. funny.
But it's so funny that nobody goes near anybody. Like, it's so creep. You know what I mean? You just don't go near. And, you know, it was a dad, his son, some other guy.
How do you know it was a dad and his son?
Because it was a dad and his son. How do you know? I don't know. When he said, hey, dad, that was a clue right there.
Whoa, aggressive.
Yeah, that's what I am, aggressive.
You know a dad and a son when you see them.
But it was went from 2.5 hours to 4 hours. It's not that we don't have time to kill, you know. Anyhow.
Great story.
You asked me what I've been doing.
I know. I thought, honestly, like if they'd asked you what you've been doing on another podcast, would it have been this boring? Or would you have picked it up a little?
I'll pick it up.
I'm asking. Am I asking the wrong questions? Hey, Rich, how's it been going over there in the Voss household?
I just did a podcast. Well, last night I did the Cellar podcast, which I do once a week, and it was great. Andrew Schultz is on. He's killing it on YouTube. What? Is it too late for us to get on YouTube and do YouTube stuff?
No, go ahead. But, do you know what's you're holding you back from everything is you have no learning curve.
I have a learning curve, but my landscaping bits only get like 2,000 hits. You know, people get for doing nothing 6,000-10,000 views.
They build it up. They don't get it right away. It's like anything. You're just going into another business.
Well, I ran out of stuff to do around the yard. There's nothing left.
Oh, damn.
What am I going to do?
I don't know.
Make another garden?
You know, I said it before, but there's things to do.
What? Outside?
Oh, you only want to do outside stuff.
Yes. I don't want to do housework. You can't videotape that.
I mean, could be good.
No.
Could be good.
Doing laundry?
Yes.
No, it wouldn't be good.
Laundry with Voss.
No. I don't know what. I got to do something new. Are we gaining weight? I mean, are we fat? I don't know.
I know that I have certainly gained weight. I can't, of course, speak for you.
You can look at me and tell. Does my face look fatter?
I honestly don't see you anymore.
Does my face look fatter?
No, your face. But you need a little fatness in your face. Otherwise, you get old looking too fast.
My upper body, the only place I gain weight is in my stomach when I gain weight. Why? That's not fair. How come you don't gain it in your legs or your biceps? I don't know. But I know we eat nonstop. Not a lot. It's just late at night. We eat stuff that, like, we ate a whole pint of ice cream last night.
Yeah.
You know, like it was nothing because it was soft.
We were mad that it was gone. We weren't like, oh,
a pint.
We were like, that's it?
But there's no dairy in it, but it's full of sugar. That's the problem, you know, all that sugar.
And every single food is full of something.
It's fucking, what else? We sit around late at night, watch TV, and you eat, you know? We don't have that many meals during the day. We have a light breakfast.
Oh, boy,
dinner.
This is, we're getting into it here.
You know.
Quarantining with the Vosses. Is this something you might say on other podcasts? I'm asking because I want
to
know.
Well, if they ask me, it depends if there's a topic or whatever.
Well, let's pick a topic.
Well, tonight on The Cellar, they were talking about the lady in the park walking the dog.
Unbelievable. I don't get these people that know they're being filmed and they're still just horrendous. Wasn't there a time where people tried to hide their flaws?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not for the lady. You know,
Wait, that sounds horrible right there.
Well, no, but she lost her job. She's going to lose everything.
Good.
What? But maybe she did feel threatened.
No, she didn't. You could tell. Did you watch the video?
No.
Oh, go watch the video. Don't speak on anything unless you watch.
Are
you kidding me? You just read it?
Yeah.
She was like,
didn't the guy say, I'm going to do something you're not going to like in the video?
No, yeah. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I don't know.
He asked her to leash her dog.
Yeah.
He was a bird watcher.
Yeah.
He's with the Audubon Society or whatever the bird watching
thing is. No, the lady is
okay, he's not like, yeah. I mean, how many bird watchers do you know that are like also fucking aggressive assholes?
Well, how do you know?
How okay, I may be the only one. I'm the only one. Thank you.
Ow, ow.
If you find me another sweatshirt.
Why would you grab it like that?
Go. You put, hand me hot tea and say hand it to mom and it's boiling.
Yeah,
go put some clothes on. Don't put some clothes on. You could do a few minutes here. Because you're dressed like you're going to the beach.
Yeah, put that fur coat on.
Put something on.
And oh, you gotta
wait
a
few minutes before you come on.
You got to go get a chair.
Do you think people, I mean, some people like her on, some don't.
Cold, that's cold.
Just
is that where you found
there.
It? Is that
just
where
leave
you
it
found
laying
it?
There.
She's so lazy. Laziest kid I know in this house.
I know, but as I said before, whenever I ask you to do something.
I do it all the time.
Whoa, that was so fast. I don't even have time to argue. Man, you got me on that one.
The second you asked me to do, don't put it by the computer.
I hear you yelling at Raina to do whatever I ask you to do. You spend a lot of time.
Really?
No.
Give me that sweatshirt.
Oh, already this is getting
crazy.
Why don't
you just put this one on?
Because that one's more comfortable.
Look, you know what? This is the kind of stuff that could be done before the podcast. People...
Okay, we were talking about the same thing for 3 hours. And
you were talking about what you eat for breakfast. Like, come on, don't act like we're stopping you from doing the most amazing podcasting right now.
Podcasting. I don't
broadcasting.
I work out all the time, though. I mean, that should stop us from gaining weight.
Is that what you wanted to get back to? Is that what was bugging you? I started talking about my non-weight loss program, and
yeah, but everybody's, you know, looking good, and we're eating like maniacs.
Everybody's eating like maniacs. Don't worry about it.
No, everybody isn't.
As I said today,
some people are.
You got to look at it like, can I get it back? You don't want to go over the point where you can't get it back. We can still get it back. Once you cross the line, though, that's it.
My face isn't fat, though, is it?
First of all, there's no point of an older man not wanting, like.
I want to look thick. I mean,
you look gaunt in the face. That's here. Not good.
Here. Oh, that's good.
Raina, you have to sit there.
No.
Raina, sit down.
Go upstairs.
Yeah, you're bugging me.
You're the one who told me to come down.
Yeah,
here.
But not to bug me.
I was like, I want to stay upstairs. And you were like,
no, go upstairs then.
Oh, look, do not drink your tea by the computer. Do not drink it. Move it over.
This is what we deal with nonstop. Is
what?
Like,
remember when you blamed me for spilling liquid on your computer?
You did.
I did not. I never use your computer.
You came in my room and you spilled.
Why would I come into your room just to spill stuff on your computer?
I don't. Whatever you did, you did it. Just you don't admit to when you do something wrong. You know, you could do something so stupid though. I didn't
that
do it.
I wiped pee on mom's shirt when I was 7.
No, you did something the
there
other day.
There was no toilet paper. She told me that the other day. That she goes, there was one time that there was no toilet paper. So
I was little.
You were drying one of your shirts in the bathroom. So it must have been a good shirt. What didn't put in the dryer?
And then you put
it
on.
One of your silk shirts.
You put it on.
And then she wiped it and then hung it back up to dry.
She's evil.
I was like 6, okay?
It doesn't matter.
Right. It was probably last year.
No.
Should I tell the other thing?
What's the other thing?
That you did in the bathroom?
What? That's what you did.
I never even told Daddy.
What? What did she do?
Mom pooped in the toilet and left it open.
No. That's not true. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where in the toilet. What did you do?
Oh, what? No.
What?
No.
It's all that people want to know.
No, they don't. This is not what you say.
Hey, then, be nice.
No, what happened? What did she do in the toilet? She pooped?
In the toilet? Oh, I mean, God. It's not really like news or anything.
What did she do?
You don't have to know.
She doesn't want me to tell, so I'm not going to tell.
You could tell.
No, I'm not going to tell. Look at you. You have you have no ability to, like, you know, just skim past. Maybe we'll tell you later.
No, yeah, but people, you go, and then people go, well, what did she do? What did she do?
Well,
suspense. Come tune in next time to find out.
We'll tell you what Raina did in the bathroom on Patreon.
We don't have Patreon anymore.
It's a joke.
We should get back on
Patreon. I'm not going to like, hey guys, thanks for coming in, you know, paying for Patreon.
We should. We should.
Here's what Raina did in the bathroom.
What am I going to do when I run out of landscaping in the yard? What can I do in the yard now?
Take up knitting.
Oh,
so we're a knitter.
Trying to put out content. That's all. All right, let's get this thing going. It's 12 really minutes boring. In.
Listen, we've been trying to get it going, but why you're stuck on like, what am I going to do
about anything?
Tell them how mommy threw up on the swing tonight.
No one cares.
Okay, first of all,
you just told them she threw up on the spinning swing.
Raina spun me on the swing, and I said, please stop. I was getting sick.
So I went slower because you wanted to. You need to get over your...
It was going so fast.
You didn't even start spinning yet. I was twisting it up.
Well,
you said to stop when it was spinning. I stopped you. I'm not that horrible.
Yes, you are.
Now I got off it, and...
I crawled
and threw up.
On your hands and knees?
Yes.
That was too crawl.
And there was people watching from the next yard. There was
workers there.
No way. Mm-hmm. Did they watch you throw up? Did they say anything? Are you okay, ma'am? Did they call you ma'am? Who
they
calls
saw
you ma'am?
Laughing at her. I think they know it's fine. They're not going to overstep their boundaries. Be like, you good?
What do you mean overstep their boundaries? What are you talking about?
No one
about?
Goes. I mean, that shows that they're watching us.
Yeah, they see someone throwing up. They go, are you okay? That's what you do as a good human.
Not
that's
when you not see over... other people there.
In someone's yard? I don't know if I would.
Yeah, maybe in like a ShopRite or a Tesco or something. I don't know.
A what?
Isn't that a ShopRite brand? I don't know.
A what? What's a Tesco?
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth.
You're making up stores now?
No, I think that's a real store.
Tesco?
I think. I don't
know.
No,
it's a DJ.
No, dumb joke. Can I please have...
I don't get it.
Some DJ, some famous.
Can I please have that chair?
No.
The stool.
No, because we're probably going to get rid of you this week.
It butts your hurt.
It hurts my butt.
We're probably going to get rid of you.
People are annoyed by you.
People love me.
So there's like maybe two people like you, some that write to us, and some people...
Dr. Steve was like, this girl is the bomb.
Yeah.
But he
he's Dr. Steve. Yeah.
What's wrong with Dr. Steve? He knows
he
everything.
Likes everything.
No, he knows. He's been around comedy a long time. He knows.
Why is
know.
He a doctor? And around
why
comedy?
Is he a doctor? Maybe because he went to school and that's well, what he
no.
became.
No, his parents named him doctor. That was his first name. That was the first name that the parents named him. That'd be a fucking great thing to do. Just call your kid doctor. And everyone's like, doctor. And his middle name is Steve. His first name is... And no one's ever questioned it. Like, he just gets to pretend he's a doctor.
Well, they'll see it on forms and stuff because people write doctor as Dr. Dot, not doctor.
They named him Dr. Dot.
But they'll see that on his, like, things that will be his first name and his middle name will be Steve.
Yeah, but people don't pay attention that much.
Yeah, yeah, once they read doctor, they do. Think doctor.
You think Dr. Phil's a real doctor? No, he's not.
He got his license revoked. His doctor license revoked because he was, I don't know, sending too many people to the ranch.
What? What are you talking about?
What?
I've never seen Dr. Phil. I'm going to send you to the ranch.
There's a ranch?
I think, yeah. I don't know. I've only seen clips of the show.
What ranch?
You know, the ranch.
That's probably where you get better.
It kind of sounds right because he's like, isn't he like a Texan?
No, seems he probably like, sends him to get better somewhere or yeah, something. I don't know.
The ranch, the farm. I don't know. What do I look like to you, Google?
What do I look like to you, Google?
Yeah, when you, oh, boy, this is real riveting. This is the worst podcast
can we
in the history.
Please start over. This is
no,
so bad.
Can we? It's not your podcast.
Yeah,
you're
no,
a guest.
I'm here.
You're a guest.
I'm a guest that's on like every week. I don't know. Sounds a little bit like my podcast.
Oh, really? I asked Raina if she would. I go, why don't you do your own podcast? She goes, what am I, 80?
Yeah, no one does podcasts anymore.
Oh, really? Do you know how? Really? Because Joe Rogan just sold his for $100 million.
All right. He sold his podcast for $100 million. What do you think about that?
The like budget for like Ratatouille was like $700 million. People didn't pay money for dumb shit. What?
You heard it here first, folks.
Ratatouille didn't cost $700 million to make.
It was an exaggeration. I mean, there was probably someone like that. It's Pixar, Disney.
No, it doesn't. You're talking nonsense.
You don't know what you're talking about, kid. You don't know.
Look it up.
Where's
what are you, Google?
No, that's why I'm going to Google it, because I'm not Google.
I don't have my phone.
I have my phone. You what? The price? What?
Why do you say Ratatouille?
It was the first thing that came to mind, okay? Stop looking into it.
What do you think Joe Rogan talks about on his podcast that he makes $100 million?
I don't freaking know.
Just take a guess.
Movies.
No.
Comedy, jokes, ha-ha's.
How do you spell Ratatouille?
Rat.
Oh. There it is right there. R-A-T.
Click on
no, it doesn't say budget.
I know, but you can add budget to it afterward.
No, how can you?
Click Rich, why will you not see?
That's what I'm talking about.
When I say you have no learning curve.
I have a lot of learning curve.
You have a lot of curves. 150 million.
No, that's what it made.
Even if that's what it made. That's budget.
No.
Yes, the box office was almost $700 million.
Well, box office was $620 million.
But the budget was $150 million.
No, that's counting advertising.
Yeah, that's part of the budget. What do you mean that's counting advertising? That's still for the movie.
Guys, this movie only costs a dollar, but that's not including
the casting, the advertising. We don't count that. But the real the idea for the movie that was a $1 idea with a 149. No, a one.
He redid his IQ, and I heard it's lower now.
Who?
You.
What do you mean?
I heard you saying it was 112 or something.
No, 125 on one site.
How do you take
it? 141 on another. The 125 was a real, real legitimate site.
You have to spell Ratatouille.
It's a weird high IQ.
I ordered something.
Low brain power. That's what I call them.
I ordered something online, this workout stuff. A workout, thing to hang on your door and whatever. Nice. It was like $25. I'm going, wow, this is a good deal for this thing. From J.D. Gray. That's the company.
Okay, cool.
J.D. Gray.
No sponsor.
And the thing was really nice.
Really nice. 20.
And they sent me this little rubber band.
Why do you
it was the biggest scam. It was a rubber.
Scammed constantly.
No, I'm not buying anything off of Facebook.
Why would you buy things off Facebook in the first place? No. It's all false advertising. That doesn't count towards the budget, but it's all false.
Do you think, why does Facebook let them put on bullshit?
Because they get paid for it. Did you think they care about the... Do you think they look into every little advertisement? No.
Yeah, they monitor it. You don't think they monitor?
Probably with a robot just to make sure it's not... I don't know, but they probably won't care if it's, a little not what you looked like, what it looked like in the ad.
Are you stupid? It was a rubber band, basically.
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
The guy who paid $25 for basically it looks like a bungee cord. It's like a small bungee cord.
Yeah. Huh?
A resistance band?
It doesn't resist.
How big is it?
It's about this big. It's the worst thing ever.
It's like you could get it at a dollar store.
Easily.
You could probably get like three of them at a dollar store.
Now, whose fault is it that they bought it? Whose fault is it?
It's yeah.
Why would someone who admittedly did something so ridiculous call someone else stupid?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't you think that's like maybe you shouldn't be calling other people stupid when you're like, I bought something on Facebook.
They're kind of smart for that advertising.
No, I'm calling you stupid.
He called you stupid.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so I'm saying, no. Even if she is stupid, I don't know if you should call stupid.
What?
Oh, there's a chair over by the
sofa. Bring it in. Too heavy.
It's not too heavy.
Can you bring it in, please?
Go get the chair, and when you come in, we'll talk a little bit about your island, whatever it's called. Somebody wants to know what kind of fruit you got.
Take that with you. No, take it with you or don't come back.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Learn how.
So harsh to me.
Yeah, because you don't listen. If you listen, then.
She's saying, I'm just a kid if people can't hear.
Yeah. Oh.
Why do you get so worked up? You don't. I because I just watched you do another podcast where you're like, ha ha ha, blah blah blah, ha ha ha. Then when you do podcasts here, you're like, stop it, stop fooling around. I gotta talk about my diet. It's
What's
like
that about a diet? What'd you say? I didn't hear.
You didn't hear any of that.
You said stop fooling around. I don't mind if she fools around. I just like her. Oh wait, hold on.
No, you are like a different person.
No, I just want her to listen. When you do our podcast.
Sit right there. Just put it right there, right, Daddy?
No, I want to sit in between you.
Look at this.
I'll just put it here and then Dad can switch spots. Ow! Oh, frick!
Why didn't you get the other...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's really... the chair fell down. Something happened.
I can't move over.
Move over.
I knew people listen to this. 100 million.
Why don't we get 100 million for our podcast?
We have fights about chairs, Bonnie.
This is ridiculous.
But also because I bet you Joe Rogan has a microphone for every person on the podcast. And last week we determined that we had enough microphones, and yet you still wouldn't go get one.
It won't. It doesn't go into that.
Yes, we know, so we can go into the other computer spots for it.
No, I don't think so.
Why don't you order one that does then?
I don't know. We got a lot of mics. So
why don't you hook some up so it doesn't have to be switchy, switchy, switchy with me?
You say, oh, I got nothing to do. Why don't you do like behind the scenes with Rich Voss?
I'll film it. And I'll show you how to make a new file.
This is perfect. Don't worry.
This is perfect until 38.
38 minutes. It's kind of.
It ain't going to last 38 minutes. I got a lot to do. A lot to do tomorrow.
You just said you didn't have anything to do.
What?
No, I got to work out still, take a shower.
Why don't you just take
We got to watch the Vikings.
Well, you got all night.
You know, we don't have all night. I have to get
up. Somebody requested that you tell them about your game a bit.
Okay.
What game? The one she's making? Who requested it?
I've never even talked about that. How would they know?
That's what I want to know.
I'm not even really making a game. I'm following a Roblox tutorial.
But Raina's making a game on the computer.
She just explained that. She just explained it. What? Can you not hear? I'm curious,
say?
Honestly.
Yeah, no, but
are you not listening? Are you not paying attention? You do this all the time where you walk in and someone's doing something. Like, I'll be sewing or cutting or cooking or anything, and you go, what are you doing?
A cutter.
When it's like, if you just look for 2 seconds, you can figure it out.
Yeah.
What's that?
What are you doing is like saying, yo, what's up? How you doing? What's
no,
going
no,
on?
No, because that would be fine, but you're not like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, literally like, what is that? What's going on? Like, what are you doing?
I mean, what's up? That's basically what I mean. So
then,
from now on,
don't put so much questioning into it.
Shut up.
Shut
up. And then she just
cute.
Said,
you are cute.
Up.
You're cute.
She's okay. Go ahead. What is it? The thing. What's the game called again?
Animal Crossing.
Oh, Animal Crossing.
The one you're making on the computer?
No, stop. We're talking about something else. Why? If you don't,
she's making a game on a computer.
You know what?
I'm not even making a game. I'm following a Roblox tutorial.
A what?
A Roblox tutorial.
Not Roblox.
Oh, Roblox. What is it called?
Roblox.
I thought this whole time was called Roblox.
Wait, I thought you were making... You told me the other day you were making a game and I gave you a good ending.
Kind of. No, that wasn't a good ending. It was having a date with Ariana Grande. That's not a good ending.
Whoever wins has a date with, you know, and you have two...
Why don't you go make that game? Why don't you go do that? Well, I tell my story. You go work on that so you stop interrupting me.
Yeah, look, just as something that my dad used to say. He said, if you don't know what's going on, just stay quiet if you talk.
My teachers say. They say don't raise your hand about asking questions until they're done explaining. Because they might explain your question before you get to ask it.
And I remember my dad used to say, too much teeth.
This is a 12-year-old.
Go ahead.
Yeah, die.
Don't you comb your hair.
Don't you know how to cut your hair?
No. I messed that up when I tried.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He looks like a monk that has the hole in the top and then the hair around the edge.
Let me talk. about my game. No one else wants to listen to me about it. Okay, so this is for that one person that asked me what my two starting villagers are. Okay. They were Cherry and Mott.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Stop. We just said stop. Oh, you don't need to know everything.
We also just explained what we were talking about. Like, do
oh, a game you were playing?
No, what do you mean a game I was playing? What else would it be?
I thought it was the one you were making up.
We just
why?
This is what I go through literally daily with you.
You're not talking about the one she's making up. You're just talking about a game she plays.
What do you think? What do you think? What if you somebody put a gun to your head and said, "What is she talking about right now?" Do you think you'd be able to come up with the right answer?
The one she's making on the computer.
Literally, go kill yourself.
No,
watch your mouth.
You're so.
You don't say go kill yourself.
I'm sorry. Go but, kill suicide.
Don't. You're gonna laugh at that?
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
It's just something kids say all the time. But listen.
No, it is, and it's not yourself. Good to say. If you say it in school, you'll get expelled.
No,
we're not in school. We're on an adult podcast where the dad just said that his dad said too much teeth.
Yeah,
okay,
I
so
get my teeth fixed.
Oh my god! Oh, just let me talk.
Okay, he will never ever be wrong. So that's one thing. It's like honestly, it's aggravating for people to listen to. Even
here
I've gotten
goes,
used
here
to
she
it.
Goes up to one of her rants.
I don't mind. But, well, come.
That's your only excuse. Maybe just take in the rant. Take it in to your brain and change, because then you won't have to listen to the lectures every day. If you just don't like what.
Bonnie gives lessons.
The lecture.
So if I take it in what she says.
Yeah, maybe if you stop chewing so loud at dinner. Or blowing your nose in.
Or on the podcast.
or, being a total poopy head every day.
Oh, really? And you do you listen? Do you listen when people tell you things?
Sometimes I do. I mean, in the end, my room gets cleaned.
Oh, my God. There was definite silence on that.
In the end, my room gets cleaned?
Yeah, because
my mom's all, 'cause Bonnie's always yelling at me, go clean your room.
Yeah, it's
who ends up doing it?
Me! After crying and screaming.
Oh. Reyna. Oh, my God. I always end up doing
it. No, you don't. How come there's always such big fights about it? Who's the one who found the AirPods? Me.
Where were they?
On my windowsill.
On your windowsill.
Well, I mean, I don't know how else to interpret that. Like, this is what I'm talking about. This is, we just
said, all the places
we just
loved.
Said this. This is a good lesson because it just keeps coming back over and over in this last 5 minutes, which is you ask stuff that if you thought about it, you could come up with the answer.
Both of you don't care about your hair, do you?
if you're wrong, definitely lash out at the person. That's a good. That's
act like a Trump supporter when you're arguing.
Oh my God,
savvy.
Because they always just instead of being normal, they always go, "Oh, look, you don't brush your hair, do you?"
I didn't know that was a Trump supporter thing.
Yeah,
it's
they
funny.
Always just make fun of you.
Oh.
Does he, the president, make fun of people?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I think he does.
He does. Yeah. That is what, that's a Trump thing, yeah.
Yeah. Are you a Trump, you're a Trumpy?
No.
Huh?
What? A Trumpy?
You're a Trumpy. She's so pretty. It's hard to yell at her.
You just went to me.
Oh, you don't know how to brush your hair?
That doesn't mean you're not pretty.
I mean, you're not pretty, kid.
Let me talk about my game.
All right, go
my
ahead.
My starting fruit.
When you do this with your shirt, it looks like you got big bosoms.
I am your 12-year-old daughter.
Look with it.
You know
with
they
her
can't
knees
see
up,
this, right?
With her
you
knees
know this
up.
This is audio only, right? They can't.
She's got her knees and her sweatshirt up in the air.
This is ripping so much.
Did my Bonnie? You make this one?
I made that one. That's and not, I made this one.
Unbelievable! You're making sweatshirts you could sell.
I'm not going to sell them.
At a flea market.
I'll sell them.
In Tijuana. All right, go ahead. Tell us your story. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
My starting fruit was pears. My starting...
Oh, boy.
Flower was lilies.
Oh, boy.
I have a 3-star rating right now.
What does that mean? Who gave it to you? 3 stars.
What? 3 stars out of what?
5.
From who?
Terrible.
From the game maker company?
From the AI in the game. What do you...
What's an AI?
Okay, let's move on to something else because...
What is it?
She said it's ass intelligence. That's what you have.
Save up for later.
Well, listen,
right.
You,
my villagers are Cherry, Lucky, Dizzy, Olive, Mont, Pango, Mac.
Little vegan game.
Okay, that's good. Can we talk about the thing with your friend? We won't say any names, but and that person doesn't listen to the podcast, so. Okay, so
I'm in an Animal Crossing Facebook group, right?
This is interesting, Rich.
So I'm in an Animal Crossing Facebook group, and in that Facebook group, shut up, there is, he farted, by the way. That's why I said shut up. I don't just say that at a random. I'm not that weird. But in this Animal Crossing, in this little Facebook group, there's like a lot of people in the Facebook group, and there's a group chat there called Animal Crossing Besties. That there's like, I don't know, 15 people on, right? That me and my friend, we'll call her Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah's not her name, by the way. Her name is, just kidding. I'm so great at telling stories.
Okay, come on.
Sorry, you're right. So she is.
Wrecking this.
Sorry, it's comfortable. Sarah is in the group, not in the group chat, in the group, Facebook group. She's asking, hey, does anyone have any of these items for the game? And someone in the comments went, yeah, I forget what the item is. I have the bed, right? Yeah. So she goes, oh.
Well, if you say bed, it might add sexuality to it. Right. Okay.
I have the teacup set.
Okay.
That might think you're old people.
Shut up. I have the teacup set.
Soccer ball. You soccer ball.
No, it's from the game. Oh. Shut up.
I have the teacup set. Do you want it? She goes, yeah. Can I come get it? Or like, can you open up and give me the code so I can come to your island? And he goes, sure, give me a minute at a park, right? And she replies to the comment going, what? And he replies showing a picture of him at a park.
So basically, she asked him for a code.
She
for
asked him to get the item at his island, and he goes,
I'm gonna explain to Daddy, though.
She asked him for a code for something in the game, and he was nice enough to
like
say,
the code is to get to the island so she can grab the item.
Okay. And he said, yeah, I'll get it for you as soon as I'm done at the park, basically. And then she was like, what? And
so he sends a picture of himself.
He's literally at the park. So
yeah.
So he doesn't have his Switch, his Nintendo Switch on him to like go on the game. So then she sends us a bunch of screenshots of like the little comment, like in like the little thread, basically, to the group chat. And goes, hey, guys, can you help me report this guy? I sent it to all the admins. None of them responded yet. So people in the group chat were a little bit confused and were like, well, why are you reporting this? And she was like, I got uncomfortable. And so I texted her on my phone. I was like, what do you mean you got uncomfortable? What do you mean? He was like, I don't know. He was like saying things weird. Like, why'd he send a picture? And I go, to show you he was at a park. You didn't know he was at a park, like for clarification. And she goes, yeah, but it still made me uncomfortable. I'd rather be.
Talk up a little.
And I'd rather be safe. And I'm like, what do you mean be safe? He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Do you understand what happened? She reported this guy to the admins for inappropriate behavior because he sent her a picture of him at the park and it made her feel unsafe.
And so I'm like, I mean, he wasn't breaking any of the group rules. I mean, even if he was being kind of creepy, which he wasn't, that's not technically breaking the rules of the group.
He was, like, doing something nice. He was like, yeah, I'm going to get you this code and give you
the item you want and for free.
Do you think that's weird?
And so I'm like,
from all the shit people see on TV or whatever and all these people calling the cops on people and doing, like, the lady in the park with the door called the cops for whatever.
So I'm texting Sarah.
Whatever.
I mean, this is a kid.
I know, but they see it happening on the news. They see it, and it becomes part of their life. You know, they think everything is whatever. Go ahead. Tell the rest of the story. You know what I'm saying?
Not really.
You do.
So I'm texting Sarah, and I'm like, well, you don't need to report him because you could get, I don't know, kicked out of the group for nothing, you know? And she goes, I don't get why everyone has to jump on me for every little fucking thing that I do.
She cursed?
Yeah. And you're going to go and run to your mom and laugh about it, aren't you? And I'm like...
Which we were.
We were. I was telling her the whole thing. I was like, oh. But anyways, I'm like, it's not really a little thing because it's... I mean, it is a little thing, but not to him because he could get kicked out. I don't know. He was doing a favor for you. And she was like, well, what's done is done and stuff. And she was getting all defensive and mean. And then in the group chat, she texts going... Yeah, thank you all for understanding, except some people in the group, / one person in the group chat.
That was Raina.
What the hell?
So she's not your friend anymore?
No, they're still friends.
And then like 10 minutes later.
Look, you almost smashed that on the computer. Go ahead.
Like 10 minutes later, she sends me a text going, do you have any of these items?
Oh, so I guess you're friends again. But I just think it's like interesting that like that could make someone uncomfortable.
If he said I'm in the bathtub and sent a picture, yes, but not the bar.
If he was at a bathtub, yes, but he wasn't in a bathtub.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Sarah was overreacting a little bit.
Overreacting. I mean, it was like
it's
crazy.
She was like, I don't know. Since he didn't use punctuation, it was weird. Because, like, there was a place. It was, like, so.
When people don't use punctuation, I always think they're perverts, too.
I'm in a park, so he didn't put the period at the end.
No, he goes, like, what's it called? Give me some time at a park, right? Like,
maybe she thought he said.
Time out at a park.
Huh? Oh, like give me some time at a park. Like she should go to see him at the park.
She texts. I'm like, even if you did think that he was at a park, like that he was asking you to come to a park, like think about it for a second. He's not gonna. You ask him if he can send you the code on a Switch, and he goes, "Well, give me some time at a park." I mean, you can use your brain to realize that there's supposed to be a comma there. I mean, I thought give me like.
This is a good lesson to all the men out there that are listening. Is
always use commas if you don't want a freaking harassment claims.
Yeah.
No, but I thought that he was saying, give me a minute. I'm like at a park. I'll send you later before I thought anything like sexual or weird.
Yeah, because nobody would ever want to go near you.
Yeah. As we said last week, we're going to start a business where we send you to their house and then we get ransom from them to get rid of you, to take you back.
I'm just going to take down this nice poster.
No, don't.
I love you, Dad. I'm just going to take it down.
Give me it.
Oh, the I love you poster's coming down. Oh, man.
And there's the necklace. You know where that necklace
is? I didn't even make that necklace. Why do you have it hanging up? Boyfriend made it for
him. Janine Garofalo made that for us. Remember when she came on our radio show and she brought us necklaces?
It's a weird necklace.
Oh, I that's so funny. I have no idea where mine is. And you kept your Janine Garofalo.
He always has it hanging up. He, like, is in love with it.
No, it's just, she's one of my favorite comics. Oh, shit, it's recording over the old one.
Well, look at it's 36 minutes already. Wow.
She's one of my favorite comics. She did our radio show. We had a good radio show. We had a great radio show.
It was pretty fun,
There was Question Time with Raina. That was a whole segment.
It was Ask Raina.
We got to figure out how to get
just like call them up.
What, call our fans?
Yeah.
Oh.
We call them. That's the difference.
Go leave your numbers in this thread or like DM us your numbers and then you just randomly call them.
It's pretty good.
All right. Let's wrap this up. This is boring me.
There's probably something you can buy.
Wait, hold on. Let me erase the other
thing. Haven't
hold
had
on,
a huge
hold on.
Over. Bye.
You go. We're back.
You don't yell.
I started back.
They got to know. It's like a jump scare. It's like, woo. We're back.
Well, listen, we have. Usually I say, oh, no, it was okay, but I'm going to say this podcast really
stinks. I didn't think it was that bad. I just think we haven't, like, gotten into the heart of it yet. You know, you're giving up too soon.
I think this should be an hour-long extra episode, like a, what's it called, special episode.
It was saying nothing.
Now we'll get into it, and if they're still listening, they'll be like, oh, my God, this is a really cool special episode. I'm part of the elite that's still listening.
Okay, we're probably going to have to get rid of her because it's ruining our brand.
I know it is.
She's ruining our brand.
What do you mean? I'm just being smart and giving ideas out here. You guys need me.
Look at the dogs here now. Look, old Poopy. Oh, Poopy. Traveling Poopy Monster.
There was 20 poops under Mom's bed.
Are you kidding me?
No, she's lying.
Go check on her. I don't know if she cleaned it yet, but there was so many.
Go look.
You clean it. How does your dog poop under the bed? How could she find room?
I don't know.
Does she lay down and poop?
I don't know.
I think she does.
I said that last night in your room. I go, something stinks in here.
No, but
they're
that
all dried up. They don't really stink. It's just
first of all, I cleaned it all already. I
think today you cleaned it, right?
No, yesterday.
Well, I said she needed to clean it because I was looking for her AirPods case.
You guys really, I don't know what to do.
Why don't we make this a cool episode, special all right, long look, come episode?
On. Thank you, Raina. Thank you for joining us tonight.
I'm having this is the only time you guys listen to me. I want more validation in life and more attention.
We got to start sneaking off and doing the podcast without her from now on when she's doing her like Roblox.
When I'm doing my game, when I'm playing my games, when I'm playing.
Yeah, we'll just come down here and do it and don't tell her. Because
add me on Roblox, Raina the Koala.
If she's annoying to her own parents, you know what I mean? Like, well, okay, have no, you ever? Have you ever like?
I mean, all kids are problems.
You gotta learn to shut up sometimes, man. Chill out. You don't own the podcast.
It's fine.
Give me. You already broke it.
It was already broke before.
Okay, but listen, you just
put it back in the corner.
It's just about learning the rhythms and the flows of doing
I
a podcast.
I know the rhythms and the flow because my name is Raina, yo.
Okay.
Yankee with no brain.
No.
Come on.
Oh God. So, what was I gonna say? Sure. Oh no, have you ever had like somebody put their kid on the phone?
Ugh.
It's literally the worst thing that's ever happened
to
you.
I'm not a normal kid. I'm a cool kid.
Oh, you ever have the recording is the person's kid?
My mom and dad aren't home. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Makes me want to fucking kill myself.
It's horrible.
Watch your mouth. Well, don't talk.
You just laughed. Yeah. You I just
wasn't
laughed.
At her. I was laughing at you.
Oh, you're going cry.
You see, good. Good.
Why
you deal.
One of them out and one of them.
When she's in high school, she gets kicked out of school. I'm not dealing with it.
For what?
For talking dirty.
I think more. I mean, there's kids in my grade that freaking one talk like that. I mean, it's really not that big deal. That like literally like do drugs, drink.
Yeah, do drugs in seventh grade.
I literally have a video of two people from my grade doing. I have a video of one person in my grade doing weed out of a dollar bill.
Doing weed. It's called smoking
weed. Same thing. God, sorry, I don't get all the time.
Well, you better go out and get into that culture so you can speak about it accurately in front of your father.
Mommy last night during the movie said, "Oh, what are you going to get an 8-ball?" I go, "Do you even know what an 8-ball is?" She had no clue.
What are you talking about? I know that it's a unit of measurement for cocaine.
Yeah.
What else could it be?
Well, you could be playing pool.
Yeah, but the way you said
I don't. I thought you were asking me, like, do you know exactly how much that is? I don't.
All right, I do.
What is it?
3.5 grams. An eighth of an ounce.
Well, yeah, you were a fucking tragic addict. But it's weird to laugh. It's weird to be like, no one in your class does drugs. I saw someone doing weed. Weed! Ha ha!
No, not
that's
doing
not
it.
How you say it.
It's smoking weed, not
okay,
doing
I'm
weed.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Why? Why?
It's doing heroin or smoking weed.
Why would you call your kid out?
I'm just telling her it had the right terms. That's all.
Okay,
I didn't call
sorry,
her out.
You're right. I got to have all the right terms. I saw some kids snorted some white lines. I got some kids doing 8-balls.
Yeah, make sure she knows exactly how to speak about the drugs. In fact, being cool, I think, is so important that you might have to do the drugs in order to really impress your father.
Don't tell her that.
What? I'm saying, why would you?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we're back. Guys, got to delete the video clips. We're running over. Why just run over
them? Audio clips.
We are running over them.
So then just leave
it. But it says template. It's not like an old.
It is an old.
Yes, don't.
I'm not.
Why do we go over this every time? I can't take it. I got to go. Okay.
No, hold on. Stay down. We are talking about the kids in my class doing drugs.
No.
And how they are worse than me.
No.
In seventh grade?
No.
Seventh grade, they're doing. It's crazy.
They sneak out all the time. The one kid in my grade got her nudes leaked.
Got her what?
Nudes leaked.
How could somebody in seventh grade have nudes if you're in seventh grade?
Because she sent them to people.
Oh, what? A seventh grader sent nude pictures.
She can get in trouble for trafficking in child porn. Even if they're your own.
I just heard about it.
No, not you. I'm saying the girl who's, even if it's you.
Yes, okay. Everyone knows this. We've been through health class.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
What about these people? There might be a 7 year old on here.
Well,
seventh grader, not 7 year old.
Are you obviously a seventh? What do you mean?
But I can't imagine a seventh grader sending new pictures.
Yeah,
I can't
they're
even
much
imagine.
Worse than me. So you got to get off my ass about just saying the freaking shit once. I mean,
you better watch your mouth. Don't think you're an adult. You're not an adult. You're a kid.
Wait, doing weed?
I can't believe kids in your grade are sending or doing smoking weed.
Yeah.
And doing drugs and vaping and sending nudes.
In seventh grade.
Don't you dare ever say any curse word ever. I raised you to be a good Catholic girl, not some cursor.
Well, that was a great rant.
Yeah, that was not great.
That's not your best.
Not my best. I think the burp ruined it a little bit.
I mean, the voice was probably...
It was a little bit off, too. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
All right. Are we sending this in?
Longer than normal. Let's just bring it up to 60 minutes. Only 10 more minutes.
I gotta go.
10 more minutes. What's
it's not 11 o'clock. Oh, fuck.
What's 10 more minutes going to take out of your life?
Hey, listen, you guys...
10 more minutes isn't going to do anything. If you always live with the mindset that 10 minutes
please
is
cut
so
her off.
Important.
Someone shut her down.
Well, listen, you guys...
live your life.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for tuning
sorry.
In.
I swear to God, the next podcast will be great.
We're
going to
do it without Raina.
I promise. Bye. She's not going to be on the next one.
I'm going to be on it, and I'm going to be better than ever.
We're going to take a break from her.
Classes on
goodbye.
Masterclass, Voss. Our sponsor for tonight. Use code RichVossHatesMe on your next masterclass to get a 20-day free trial.
Oh, wow. There is. You see how loud
I'm trying to do our sponsorship. There are many, many awesome videos that you can use to learn all new tricks during quarantine. You want to become a juggler? Masterclass has it. Want to learn how to edit videos? Masterclass has it. Wants to start your own podcast? Masterclass has it. That's right. Rich Voss Hates Me. That's your code. Put it in on Masterclass for a 20-day free trial. It's crazy how much 20 days. That's longer than like a Netflix free trial. That's like longer than a Netflix free trial. That's longer than any free trial I've ever had. Shut up, I'm giving my sponsorship. Do you want to get paid?
Bye.
Bye, guys. Rich Voss Hates Me on masterclass.com for a 20-day free trial.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.